Hello there, this is Ollie Newport. I'm just doing an audio boo on the recipe of how to make my really very nice and tasty gourmet hot chocolate. This might be slightly peculiar. I'm actually in the kitchen right now. I'm going to make it along with you, so I'm just going to switch everything on. So excuse some of the poor audio quality because it might be quite echoey. Anyway, so first off, need to switch on the heat. Put it on something. If you've got a gas hob, just stick it on a full. And if you've got an electric hob, stick it on something. Okay, that's 100. Right. First off, though, you want to get make sure that you've got all the ingredients, which are correct. So you need some green and blacks cocoa or 70% cocoa, something that's dark chocolate. You want 4 squares of that. That's about 20 grams per size. If you can't measure that automatically, because some of the packs cooking chocolate does already have measurements on, make sure that you know the amount. Secondly, you'll want about a teaspoon worth of your favourite cocoa powder. This is to just make it a little bit richer. So just going to do that now. Put 1 teaspoon out. This is going to be interesting because I have to hold a microphone at the same time. Okay, right, next up is sugar. You'll want 5 or 6 teaspoons, depending on how sweet you like things, of sugar for this. Right, 1 second. Just going to have to put the mic down here. There we go. Need to put out the sugar now, so I'm just going to take some granulated sugar, just white old sugar. There we go. 6. Right. Also, what you've got to do, get some salt. Salt brings up the flavour of the chocolate, and salt's very good with it. Make sure you've got your pan heated, put the water in it. I'd recommend putting in the water before the pan has got hot, otherwise it will burn your chocolate, and you don't want burnt chocolate. That's not a nice taste. Right, so you want 20 grams of dark 70% cocoa solid chocolate. I've got green and blacks cooking chocolate. I've also got 5 or 6 teaspoons of granulated white sugar and some salt. And remember, if you want, this is an optional extra, you can put in ground cinnamon. Ground cinnamon is always really good. Now, what you want to make sure of is when you're melting the chocolate is to take the pan off every now and then. Use a wooden spoon to make sure that all of your chocolate is melted. So putting it back and forth. And then make sure it goes to the boil. So when you hear the boiling noise, that is when you need to take it off the heat and put 160 millilitres of milk in. Remember, that's 100 millilitres of water to begin with. If you want to see some of the details on this recipe, then go to my Tumblog. In fact, I should be able to link this. Right, okay, that's boiling over. Good. Add the milk. Add some cinnamon. I've forgotten to do that. Okay, milk added. Okay, putting cinnamon in. Cinnamon, when you add cinnamon, make sure you don't put a lot in, because it's very, very strong, cinnamon. And cinnamon will highly impact the flavour. It's very nice. It's got, imagine, it's kind of an alcoholic flavour, the kind of warm feeling it gives in your throat. It's a very nice thing to use. Right, okay, that's boiling over. I've got 2 minutes left to do this. Okay. Get your mugs out. Make sure that once your milk has been tempered a little bit, you need to leave it on the heat slightly, but make sure, if you want to keep it drinking level, make sure you do that. Okay, right, add some vanilla, add a teaspoon even of any vanilla extract, or you can get kind of fake vanilla extract. It doesn't really matter, to be honest, it doesn't really impact the flavour. Right, let that, remember to take off the heat when you add the vanilla extract, so it won't do some funny stuff there. Okay, just let that stand for a little bit so the vanilla goes in. Clean up a little. Then take some squirty cream. This is my favourite part. Once you've done all that, 20 seconds left, put all of the hot chocolate in there. Take the cream. Shake about. Squirt. Ah, there we go, that's beautiful. Okay, that's how you can make my hot chocolate. I've got 5 seconds left, so goodbye. Thanks for Audio Boo today.